Michigan real estate headlines. How real estate commissions work, what MI agents earn, and who pays. Bankrate explains how agents get paid via commission, typically as a percentage of the home sale price, and who covers the cost. MI agents can use this breakdown to clearly communicate their compensation structure to clients and build trust in transactions. Review the full commission guide at the link below to sharpen your client conversations. Michigan real estate headlines. Michigan Assessors Association launches new website for MI property professionals. The Michigan Assessors Association has unveiled its official website at ma-usa.org. Real estate professionals in MI can connect with assessors who determine property valuations affecting transactions, taxes, and market analysis. Visit hts.maasa.org/ to explore resources and connect with local assessors across Michigan. Michigan real estate headlines. New Michigan property record search tool streamlines due diligence for MI pros. PropertyChecker.com has launched a Michigan-specific platform that lets users check property records, find owner information, search permits and purchase history, and look up deed, tax, loan, and lien records. Real estate professionals in MI can consolidate multiple research steps into one search, reducing time spent on title research, ownership verification, and lien checks before closings. Add htap/michigan.propertychecker.com to your due diligence workflow for faster property record lookups across Michigan. Michigan real estate headlines. Macomb County Open Data Portal offers new resource for MI real estate pros. Macomb County has expanded its open data offerings through a centralized portal. Real estate professionals in MI can access parcel boundaries, zoning, and property data to inform valuations and market analysis in one of the state's largest counties. Bookmark the portal for Macomb County Property Research. https://macopendata.portal-mcmap.argus.com/. Background, context. How redemption rights vary by state, and why buyers should care. Some MI jurisdictions give the foreclosed owner a statutory right to redeem the property within a window after the sale, often 6 to 12 months. Buyers at foreclosure auctions in those jurisdictions take title subject to redemption, meaning the prior owner can reclaim the property by paying the auction price plus interest. Title insurance policies may not cover redemption rights in some cases. Consult a title professional or attorney to review specific policy terms. A redeemed property is returned to the prior owner, not refunded with the original purchase price plus appreciation. Auction buyers in redemption rights states need to hold capital reserves for the entire window. Before bidding at a foreclosure auction, check your state's redemption period. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space? The buy versus lease decision for owner-occupants leans on three factors most spreadsheets undercount. 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2. Opportunity cost of the down payment. 3. The fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns. Background and context. The 4 title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, 4 issues commonly surface post-close. Undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often 5 figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's.